Welcome to Huawei Conversations, an interview series with geospatial insiders and outsiders. This is Adina Schutzberg. My Huawei conversation with Ken Snyder, President and CEO at Place Matters, was recorded on October 20th, 2009.
I'm standing in the virtual hallway today with Ken Snyder. He is the President and CEO of Place Matters. Hi, Ken. Thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you.
I have a sense that most of our listeners aren't familiar with Place Matters. Can you tell me about the organization?
Yeah, Place Matters is a nonprofit organization. We started in 2001, and we focus on how to improve decision-making in communities, particularly around land use planning and community development. And decision-making is sort of a broad field, but we found that it's really important to look at all of the different applications and disciplines within decision-making. So we look at how to improve public participation, how to get people more involved and engaged in the decision-making process for their communities, and then what sort of tools can really help them visualize different types of approaches to community development and land use planning, and understand the trade-offs that exist in the different choices that they might make. And that's where a number of high-tech, sophisticated tools come into play, GIS mapping tools that really help people do scenario planning and understand if they build one way versus another, what are the consequences or costs or benefits. And then finally, visualization tools that can help translate a strategy into a picture. Since people are very visual, it helps them understand the implications of different choices. So we work on that whole broad field of decision-making, decision support tools, and how can we get those to communities.
And I understand that your organization sort of came out of some work from the Orton Foundation?
We work very closely with the Orton Family Foundation. They're a family foundation that's a operational foundation, so they don't give grants, but they work directly with communities that they're trying to help. Their focus is specifically on small towns of 50,000 or less, and they have a geographical focus of the Rocky Mountain West states and then the New England states. We, for 2 years, worked directly as employees with the foundation from 2004 to 2006, really helped them develop their tools program and develop a suite of tools that they use when they're working with communities. And then worked with them to spin off Place Matters in 2007 as a organization that works with communities all around the country, large and small. But we continue to do work with the foundation, a number of projects each year.
I'm aware of tools that are sort of out there that are sort of designed for communities to come together and work with. And it sounds like both the foundation and Place Matters believes that those tools have a place, but there also need to be some people sort of leading or introducing this idea of how this community comes together, works together, and then makes decisions.
That's a real important part of what we're working on. And, you know, we recognize it's the metaphor of a tool just being a tool, and how do you actually use it correctly and help in a useful way in a community, I think, is a more complex question. And so working hands-on with communities is a key component. But at the same time, there's no written prescribed formula. And part of it is to be able to be nimble and see what are the issues that a community is working with. And then that's where experience really helps come in, because you're familiar with other projects that have maybe similar issues or challenges, and knowing which tools seem to work best for that. Part of our mission is to spread the word on what seems to work, doesn't work. And there are a lot of people on the ground, champions in those communities, that are quite savvy at taking other people's ideas and looking at how to apply it. So we encourage people to also, as much as possible, do things on their own.
Okay, can you take me through, you just said that all of these communities that you work with are different and they have different kinds of goals and different kinds of issues. But could you sort of take me through the process from when you first connect with a community that wants some help in making some planning decisions through the end of the project?
Maybe give you two examples, since they're kind of quite different. One example, for instance, is working with the City Parks Association and the Pennsylvania Horticultural Society in Philadelphia, working with them to look at the vacant properties issue in the city. And they put together, with funding from the National Endowment of the Arts, an international competition on opportunities to take these vacant properties and to turn them into anything from community gardens to larger scale economic revitalization projects. And they hired Place Matters to help with that initial stage of reaching out to the public and gathering as much information as possible from the public on what is their ideas of the important aspects of the community. And so we used a wide range of public participation tools, anything from Flickr to gather people's ideas of photos in the area, to projects with students where we're getting them involved in art projects to think about the places they live and the things that they want to see and make a change, to mapping tools that really help look at the landscape of Philadelphia, look at their connection to environmental issues, so using environmental layers to understand the existing watershed, where streams existed historically and where they are today, and then how that should also shape decisions about how they look at all these different properties and what opportunities exist. And gathering all that information that's both very sort of narrative, storytelling type techniques to information gathering that's much more has sort of an environmental scientific component, and making that information available to the people that are going to participate in the competition to propose strategies and ideas. And so that's an early on in the process, gathering ideas and information to make that available to people that then would propose strategies. Another example, though, would be to work directly with a planning agency. For instance, in Woodland Park, Colorado, we just recently did an event with them. They have done a great job at recruiting volunteers in the town to look at different topics from transportation to affordable housing to education, and to put together papers and information on what they feel are important strategies for the future of that community. Well, we help them to, first of all, help support their public meetings with keypad polling and technology that helps gather ideas and brainstorm on those ideas and then convert those ideas into polling questions so we can prioritize the ideas that have been listed. So that's one part. And the other part is to help them with basic mapping and GIS technology so that we can give them sort of a base map that they can then look at the key issues and help form some of their ideas.
Let's talk a little bit more about that base map, if we could. Now, is that something that you said that we'd put together? Do you mean we, Place Matters, or we, Place Matters in the community?
Place Matters, in combination with the different partners that are part of that project, will use GIS and a tool called Community Viz, which was actually developed by the Orton Family Foundation, to look at the area, the map, and provide really the base layers of information, whether it's where all the properties are, population count, some of the environmental layers that to help them look at issues like the watershed and infrastructure issues. So it's pretty, in this case, it was a pretty basic information map. Other times we'll actually use the Community Viz tool to look at specific indicators and then help, and then looking at different strategies, help them see whether the indicators improve or whether they decline as a result of those different strategies.
In a sense, it sounds like Place Matters really acts as like a facilitator of basically crowdsourcing. Is that fair?
Yeah, that's actually a role we seem to play quite often. It helps that we have a nonprofit status, and it also helps often for us to be an independent third party that comes in to be part of the process. Sometimes there's a lot of suspicion if someone local is facilitating that brainstorming and crowdsourcing, because they feel like they'll have an agenda that they're basically pursuing. So there's a little bit more of a feeling like we'll come into it with an independent perspective.
Now, how do people react to the technology? I mean, it sounds like you're using keypad polling, and I'm sure some of these folks haven't gotten too far into GIS. Are people excited about using that? Are they apprehensive?
A little bit of a range. But usually we find, particularly keypad polling, the technology is basic enough that everybody gets it, and they understand how they can vote from 1 to 10 on issues, and they instantly see their results being tallied at the front of the room, And so there's a pretty quick sense of that what they did actually is part of the information gathering. Other technologies that are, you know, maybe a little bit more complicated, like doing asset mapping directly on a map and having people provide comments, we usually try to combine with a low-tech interface. So we'll have a printed map on the table. People will use Post-its and write on the Post-its and put the Post-it on a map. And then somebody at the table who's not afraid of touching a computer and is used to different Google-type interfaces will take that point and then add it to the map and add the comments. And so it's a nice way to bridge between the tech savvy and the people that are more comfortable with just traditional mediums.
Right. So part of this is finding sort of that appropriate technology, and sometimes the appropriate technology for a group is different than the appropriate technology for an individual.
And then on that last part, in terms of the individual, that's part of what we find critical to working with a community is that you have people who are incredibly tech savvy and in fact really aren't interested in getting involved and engaged unless they can send us a text message on their phone or go online and just fill out a survey. And then other people that would much rather just go to a face-to-face town meeting. So our approach is to use multiple channels of communication and reach out to people with different means. That's how we can broaden our outreach and make sure that different demographics and different user groups participate.
Okay, one last question. What technologies are you looking at to take advantage of in the coming months and years?
There's a lot of attention around social networking tools and then how can they be applied in more of a business or professional application. Definitely a key part of community planning, because you want to find ways to get people engaged and thinking about the future of their community, and social networking tools are going to be a key component of that. The challenge, though, is it's a little harder to figure out what's going to work and what's not going to work in terms of catching people's attention and getting them engaged and involved. And then the other big thing is the mobile phone technology, and that more and more a lot of the online tools and techniques that we're used to seeing as we're sitting down at a computer are going to be available on the phone, but they have to be simplified in order to work well with people on the go. But that is a key way to collect additional feedback and data, and then that fits in with the whole concept of location-aware technologies, because more and more we can also know where people are as they're providing input and feedback, and that can be really important in mapping the social and community elements of your community. So what's really neat is to see how all these different technologies make it possible to collect information in multiple ways and associate metadata with it so that we can have even more informed analysis of that feedback.
Thank you so much for joining me and giving us a sense of how you're using technology and location technology within Place Matters.
My pleasure. Thank you very much.
You have been listening to a hallway conversation with Ken Snyder, President and CEO of Place Matters. If you have a comment about today's conversation, you can email us at editors@directionsmag.com, or you can leave a comment at All Points Blog or Directions Magazine. Thanks for joining us, and be sure to tell a friend. We'll